Good evening. Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting. We're going to call to order the meeting of September 22nd. We'll begin today's meeting with an invocation from Pastor Sean Pugh of the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, and then the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Scout Brigham Olson. Please stand for the invocation and pledge.
Let us pray. In the liturgical season, we're in Pentecost, which is the color of green and the season of new growth. And we ask for new growth in the city of Mesa. We ask for wonderful leadership from Mayor John Giles, from Vice Mayor Chris Glover, and we ask that you be with the people in District 4, with Council Member Dave Rikens and the people of District 1, Council Member Alex Fittner and the people in District 2, Council Member Dennis Kavanaugh and the people of District 3, Council Member David Luna, the people of District 5, and Council Member Scott Summers and the people of District 6. We ask that there be bountiful and things be safe in the upcoming charity events of Save the Children and the United Food Bank that will take place in Mesa in the month of October. And we ask, gracious God, that you create and invoke a spirit of unity and greater good in the intergovernmental affairs between the city of Mesa and the Yavapai Nation and the city of Mesa and Tempe and Gilbert. We thank you, gracious God, for the public schools, the administrators, staff, the teachers, librarians, aides, bus drivers, and janitorial services. We thank you for the first responders and the sanitation workers, for those working with the oldest and the youngest in this city. We thank you for all health care workers and bus drivers. And gracious God, as I sat today holding the hands of a person in the burn unit, what brought back to me what was really important, and it's not the places and things in life, but it's relationships between people and the greater good. God, please bless this meeting and these leaders and the city of Mesa, and let the people be heard. And all God's people say, amen.
Will the audience please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pastor Pugh and Brigham. Appreciate your help. I probably should have began the meeting by introducing myself because I am not a familiar face to the regular Channel 11 viewership. My name is John Giles, and I am the brand new mayor of Mesa, Arizona. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you. Like I said downstairs, we'll try to do that every week and or every meeting, see if we can begin it with applause. But the next item on our agenda, we are excusing Councilmember Fenter and Richens, who are out of town, and Councilmember Summers is joining us tonight via telephone. Sorry, I'm not very good at this yet. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is to review awards, recognitions, and announcements. There are two items under this category. The first is a presentation by Robert Schultz, the Arts Administrator, recognizing the Mesa Encore Theater. Mr. Schultz?
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening to our council members, city manager, and the general public. I'm here on behalf of Cindy Orenstein, who is still battling back from her recent knee injury, so here I am. I'm very happy to introduce Dr. Deborah Jo Davey. She's Artistic and Musical Director of Mesa Encore Theater, one of Mesa Arts Center's founding resident companies, and the oldest community theater company in our state, celebrating 78 years of service this year. It's a tremendous accomplishment. I'm also pleased to introduce Ms. Linda Miller, who has joined us today from Prescott and serves as the Arizona State contact for the American Association of Community Theater. I invite both of these ladies to come up to the podium. And I'll get out of your way.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Miller and Dr. Davey. We're pleased to have you with us today to celebrate this very impressive national recognition for Mesa Encore Theater. We're very proud of your theater and the special distinction for its work. that you've received, and we invite Ms. Miller on behalf of the American Association of Community Theater to make the presentation at this time.
Thank you, Mayor, and congratulations to you. Thank you, members of the council, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really proud to be here on behalf of the American Association of Community Theater. AACT is a national organization that represents and supports the efforts of the over 7,000 known community theaters across the United States and the U.S. military overseas. With over a million volunteers and live performances seen by 83 million people annually, organizations such as your own Mesa Encore Group can really be considered America's national theater. Each year, AACT presents awards to both individuals and organizations as a way of providing national recognition for contributions to community theater. And one of those awards is called the Twink Lynch Organizational Achievement Award. It recognizes AACT member theaters for successfully completing major steps in new directions, expanding services to their community, or moving to the next level of organizational development. This year, Mesa Encore Theater was chosen as one of three recipients. The others were the Aviano Community Theater, Aviano Air Base, Italy, and the Tupelo Community Theater, Tupelo, Mississippi. Mesa Encore was selected for their work in planning, developing, and breathing life into a brand new black box theater space. And this subsequently expanded existing and created new theater opportunities for both audiences and the artists within the Mesa community. It's for these outstanding efforts I'm pleased to present the 2014 AACT Twink Lynch Organizational Achievement Award to your very own Mesa Encore Theater.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
I'm Debbie Davey, and I'm so honored to receive this for our theater company. We work very hard to present a good season of shows for our city and for the whole Phoenix Valley. And I'd like to read to you what was also said about us at the International Convention in Florida. Mesa Encore Theater was established in 1937. And since becoming a founding resident company of the highly acclaimed Mesa Art Center, MET has flourished and grown into an award-winning major force in live theater offerings in the Phoenix area. In addition to a full season of shows, including some Arizona premieres, we raise funds to present at least one annual scholarship for college students in performing arts, and we serve as a cooperating theater with Arizona State University's theater department, working with undergraduate theater majors as interns. And in the black box, to further tell you a little bit about that, we present different works to expand our artistic offerings, such as new works, where an aspiring playwright can see his work come to life for the first time. And we present things like small cast plays, where there might just be two people involved in the play. Our next one of those coming up is A Tune of Christmas by local Valley favorites, David Barker and Ben Tyler, doing A Tune of Christmas in there. And then we also will host a women's theater initiative in our black box. Our shows at the Mesa Art Center, our mission is to present works of theater for the entire community. We do a show every year, including children, and then we also will do works that might be new off-Broadway, therefore more mature audiences, and a little bit more challenging. One of those works was Next to Normal, and it was a musical, which was also a very, very meaningful and challenging work about mental illness in the home. And so we do the whole gamut. Our next show is Oliver in November at the Mesa Art Center, and our next show in the Black Box is a comedy, The Dixie Swim Club, a very hilarious comedy about five Southern women who meet every year to reintroduce themselves to each other. And please look at our website for more offerings. So at this time, again, thank you to AACT. Hello, Mr. Kavanaugh, my representative from District 3. And I'd like to introduce our board members who are here with me today. We have Liz Reeves Fiddler, who's on our board, and my husband, Jeff Davey. So thank you all so very much.
Well, congratulations, Dr. Davey. We'd be happy to join you for a photograph, if that would be
That'd
okay
be
with you. Why don't we invite the whole council to come down. We'll take a photo and come back up to
oh,
the
Oh, how
dice.
Nice.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. The next item is a proclamation that we have right here. Very attractive proclamation with the new mayor's signature on it. Tonight, we're proud to proclaim this week as National Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve Week. Here to tell us more is Ethan Garrett, an employer outreach coordinator from the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve Office. Ethan.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council. Thank you for having me here. Just to explain a little bit about Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, or ESGR, we are a quasi-governmental committee staffed mostly with volunteers. In the 50 states and U.S. territories, there are over 4,700 volunteers. And we are an advocate between service members, employers, and the Department of Defense. Some of our missions, our goals include creating a culture of employer support for National Guard and Reserve service in our country by advocating and developing mutually beneficial initiatives, by recognizing outstanding employer support of service members, increasing awareness of applicable laws and policies to both service members and employers, and resolving potential conflicts between employers and their service members. We also act as an advocate for employers within the Department of Defense. And then we have a second mission of encouraging employment of guardsmen and reservists due to the integrity, global perspective, and experience that they bring to the civilian workforce. Just some statistics quickly. In fiscal 2013, ESGR nationwide engaged with over 161,000 employers and nearly 500,000 service members. And again, we operate in all territories in U.S. states, and we're staffed almost entirely with volunteers.
Well, great. Thank you. We are pleased to be involved with you in issuing this proclamation to give additional attention to this important need in our community for employers to be supportive of the Guard. So I'll come down and present you with this proclamation.
Great.
Okay, the next item is the first item, actually, on our official agenda, is to take action on the consent agenda, which will be read today by Randy Policar.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Save the Children Foundation of Arizona, one-day charitable event Saturday, October 18th, 1061 North Dobson Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for United Food Bank, one-day charitable event Saturday, October 4th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Dirty Diablo, 1241 East Broadway Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Rooster's Country, 3731 East Main Street. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Red Lobster, 6149 East Southern Avenue. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Red Lobster, 1403 South Alma School Road. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal of term contract for Bridgestone Tires for the materials and supply warehouse for Fleet Services and Fire and Medical Departments. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal of term contract for Goodyear Tires for the materials and supply warehouse for Fleet Services and Fire and Medical Departments. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation for distribution of Proposition 202 funds. The designated awards are to Visit Mesa for tourism promotion and to Mesa Public Schools, Salk Elementary, Fremont Junior High, and Red Mountain High School for Native American education programs. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Tempe and the Town of Gilbert for a travel time monitoring project that will lead to development of a joint regional map. Most of the construction costs are eligible for congestion mitigation and air quality improvement reimbursement. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an award agreement with the State of Arizona Office of the Attorney General Victim Rights Program to accept funding for salaries for two victim notification clerks at the Police Department's Mesa Family Advocacy Center. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a letter of agreement with the Food and Drug Administration's Office of Criminal Investigations Los Angeles Task Force to accept overtime funding for an officer assigned to the task force. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funding through an EPA grant for the environmental assessment of property associated with the Gilbert Road Light Rail Extension. Item 5F, act on resolution to vacate a portion of the right-of-way for West 3rd Place at 264 North LeBaron. Item 5G, act on resolution to extinguish a waterline easement at 1060 West McClellan Road. Item 5H, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a First Amendment to the lease agreement with Wilkes University for the city-owned property at 245 West 2nd Street. Item 5I, act on resolution providing for the issuance and ordering the sale of City of Mesa Utility Systems Revenue Refinancing Bonds, Series 2014. Item 6A, act on introduction of ordinance amending Title IX of the Mesa City Code to establish public street lighting requirements for Pacific Proving Grounds North, located south of Ray Road, east of Ellsworth Road. Item 6B, act on introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-41, 232 South Dobson Road, located north of Broadway on the south side of Dobson. Modification of the existing planned area development overlay and site plan review to allow development of Group Industrial Center. Item 7A, act on resolution declaring certain documents filed with the city clerk entitled Personnel Appeals Board Hearing Procedural Rules for Classified Employees, excluding sworn law enforcement, and Personnel Appeals Board Hearing Procedural Rules for Sworn Law Enforcement Employees, dated October 6, 2014, a public record. Item 7B, act on ordinance amending Title II, Chapter 18 of the Mesa City Code and adopting by reference Personnel Appeals Board Hearing Procedural Rules for Classified Employees, excluding sworn law enforcement, and Personnel Appeals Board Hearing Procedural Rules for Sworn Law Enforcement Employees. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat Signal Butte 105-Phase 1, the east side of the 5600 to 5700 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, located on the southeast corner of East Galveston Street and South Signal Butte Road. Item 8B, act on subdivision plat Estate at Las Sendas, the 8800 to 8900 blocks of East Range Rider Trail, located north of East McDowell Road and east of North Hawes Road. Item 8C, act on subdivision plat Ivy Glen Condominiums, the 1600 block of North Date, located west of North Country Club Drive and south of West McKellips Road. Item 9A has been added to the consent agenda. Item 9A, approval of a resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a five-year telecommunications license with TW Telecom, which will include the provision offered at today's study session by TW, wherein TW will contribute a minimum of $5,000 service credit to a Mesa nonprofit organization. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Randy. Well done. Mr. Christopher, I'm sure, is hearing footsteps because you did such a good job reading that. Council, are there any items that you'd like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, are there any items that the public would like to have removed?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda? Apparently we do. Mr. Kavanaugh has made a motion that we can approve the consent agenda. Vice Mayor Glover has seconded that motion. How do you vote? Mr. Summers, are you present on the telephone? Possibly not. Okay. The votes have been cast, and the results of the vote, I'm sure, are going to come up on my screen at any moment. Okay. Why don't we just declare our voice vote? All in favor of accepting the consent agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the consent agenda passes. The next item is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, have we had any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate the easy ride here on my first meeting, ladies and gentlemen. That completes our agenda for tonight. Do we have a motion to adjourn the regular council meeting? Thank you. It's been moved by Vice Mayor Glover and seconded by Mr. Luna. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.